Good morning, everybody. My name is Rhonda Chadwick, and I'm filling in for Becky this morning. She is out on the road traveling to she's in Louisiana. So you guys keep her in, in your prayers as she's traveling back to San Antonio tomorrow. Just a little bit about me. In a previous life, I was in corporate America in management and human resources. And most recently, okay, guys, we're going to try this again. So I am filling in for Becky this morning. And like I said, please remember to keep her in your prayers as she's traveling out of town and will be back tomorrow to San Antonio. She's in Louisiana. So basically, a quick synopsis of my story. In a previous life, I was in corporate America. My background's in management and human resources, and I also was most recently a financial advisor, which is a really, I have some really cool stories from that. But I just started my own business not too long ago called Coconut Moon Consulting, and basically I work with small business and entrepreneurs and nonprofits, helping them manage some of their social media and marketing and just kind of doing some projects that they may not have staff for, or maybe if they're a single single person in business, they don't have the resources for or the time for. I've also been in direct sales myself. I've been an independent representative with Solpata Designs now for 8 years. As a matter of fact, they just called me the other day and gave me a big hoorah for making my eight-year anniversary. so that's a little bit about me. And we're going to kick it off with prayer, and then I'm going to share with you guys just a little Bible study that I wrote a while back, and I think it's still relevant today, talking about the time of the times and how we stand firm as Christians in our personal life and in our business as we're going day to day. So, dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your many blessings. We thank you for the ability to get up and open our eyes and praise you today and look forward to a new day, a new week. We would like to call on you to answer our prayer requests, and also we want to give you praise and honor today for the wonderful praise reports that people shared with us, Lenora and Joy and Rebecca, sharing their hearts this morning and just letting us know what you've done for them and in their lives today and last week and going forward. We ask that you bless us as we listen to this Bible study and that we each take something away from it that you would apply to our business, our lives, and that you would bless us through this week and the coming months. In your name we pray, amen. So our the Bible reading that I chose today was Luke chapter 21, and it's verses 5 through 28, and again, signs of the times, how do we stand firm as Christians in our personal life, in our business, when all around us things look really ugly. So starting with the scripture, it's verse 7 through 28. So and I'm focusing on 7 through 19. So they ask him, saying, "Teacher, but when will these things be? And what sign will there be when these things are about to take place?" And he said, "Take heed that you not be deceived, for many will come in my name, saying, 'I am he,' and the time has drawn near. Therefore, do not go after them. But when you hear of war and commotions, do not be terrified, for these things must come to pass first, but the end will not come immediately." Then he said to them, "Nation will rise up against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. And there will be great earthquakes in various places, and famines and pestilences, and there will be fearful sights and great signs from heaven. But before all these things, they will lay their hands on you and persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues and prisons. You will be brought before kings and rulers for my name's sake. But it will turn out for you as an occasion for testimony. Therefore, settle in your hearts not to meditate beforehand on what you will answer, for I will give you a mouth and wisdom which all your adversaries will not be able to contradict or resist. You will be betrayed by parents and brothers, relatives and friends, and they will put some of you to death. And you will be hated by all for my name's sake, but not a hair of your head shall be lost. By your patience, possess your souls. So just a question to get you guys thinking this morning. How are you feeling about today's world? I mean, we've got crazy storms that are wiping out buildings and towns and people. We've got shootings in airports and schools and restaurants and churches. And, you know, what comes to my mind is there any place that's safe for us? We've got nations going to war like never before. I mean, they're talking about ISIS on the news every single day. Our troops have been in Iraq and Afghanistan so long that no one pays attention to troop deployment now. Our divorce rates here are at an all-time high. Marriages and families are falling apart on a regular basis. It was once rare for divorce to happen to a family. However, it's nothing new or surprising anymore. As a matter of fact, it's pretty commonplace. And blended families are the norm, and, of course, that brings its own challenges, too. A lot of us are dealing with those. We've got cancer diagnosis, heart disease, stroke. You know, that's really common nowadays. I mean, think about how many people you personally know that are fighting these big three today. I personally have lost several friends to cancer. And so, you know, that we've got those things going on. These diseases have just become a routine part of our lives. And what about our country, America? Our country is so far in debt, we may never climb back out. The government can be shut down for lack of funds. Democrats and Republicans are duking it out on Capitol Hill like never before. And what about this crazy presidential election that we're looking at? Is anybody but me silently wondering what is happening in our country today? Also, we've got personal debt. I mean, you hear it all the time. Personal debt has never been higher. Americans are living paycheck to paycheck with no extras for giving to anybody else. Families are losing their homes because they can't afford their mortgage payments. The job market is really tough. That's why a lot of us are in direct sales, because we've got to have that little extra. Church attendance is down. Prayer has been banned in our public schools. Ten Commandments have been removed from many of our government buildings. I mean, it's just crazy. Some citizens have asked for In God We Trust to be removed from our money, and One Nation Under God to be removed from the Pledge of Allegiance. Prayer is an uncommon practice at the beginning of sporting events these days. And what about our nativities at Christmas time? They're pretty much banned in a lot of places in public areas. And then what about our kids and what's going on with our kids today and our society as a whole? Sex is a common topic of discussion. Both it and profanity appear without censure on public television in our modern world. Condoms and the morning after pill. If any of you guys have teenagers, they're topics for general discussion among our youth today. Abortion and teen pregnancy are both accepted as pretty run-of-the-mill happenings. It's like they're talking about a dental procedure. They just barely register a blip on our radar. And our country's moral fabric isn't just frayed, it's just ripped down the middle. So we as Christians attempting to stand firm in our beliefs are definitely under attack. To me, it seems like we're fighting a losing battle most of the time. I feel like I'm kind of backed up into a corner a lot. And so what's the point of standing up for what's right when the rest of the world is going along with what's wrong? And can we do it? Does God really expect us to do it? And are any of these happenings really a surprise to our Almighty Father? And so we're going to take a look at the reading in Luke, and the answers are pretty clear. there it all is, spelled out in black and white. Isn't it good to trust that God knows absolutely everything that happens and will happen before it actually does happen? And isn't it good to know that he commands us not to be terrified? You know why, right? Because everything that's going on in our world today doesn't surprise God. He saw it all as far back as the time of the writing of this lesson. That many years ago, He knew exactly what would happen here and happen today. And I think that's pretty amazing. That knowledge brings a complete and strange and wonderful sense of peace with it. At least it does for me. And also in our scripture, he states that nation will rise against nation, and wars and conflicts, political or otherwise, are just not a surprise to him at all. And further, it states that there will be great earthquakes and famines and pestilences and storms and all those things. Weather-related disasters are not news to God either. And then he goes on to say that we will be attacked as his children. As believers, we must stand against the tide of evil, but we will be persecuted for it. And it's happening today, right? Not just in foreign lands, but here in America. Prayer has been taken away from school and public gatherings. It's pretty unacceptable if you work in corporate America to talk about God and the workplace. Having been in human resources, you know, it's kind of one of those things that you that the HR department and corporate America kind of want you to keep on the down low. Happy holidays has become the generic and politically correct statement to use now. It's not really okay anymore to say Merry Christmas as a greeting, and it does seem as if the battle for God's way is just too hard. It's just a lot of work to stand up for good in our modern society, and sometimes it feels like it's useless and meaningless. It feels like that we're just not getting anywhere. But if you look at that scripture, you can also see that what he says proves that this is incorrect. He says, but it will turn out for you as an occasion for testimony. Therefore, settle it in your heart not to meditate beforehand on what you will answer, for I will give you a mouth and wisdom which all your adversaries will not be able to contradict or resist. And that kind of ends every argument, doesn't it? We may have to go up against our family, our friends, the government, society as a whole. But God says we win the fight. We will be used as instruments for his testimony. He will give us words, the ways and the means to shut up the critics. And we won't just shut them up. We will shut them down. He says they will not be able to contradict us or to resist the message of his truth. So we as Christians get to live our lives in perfect peace, knowing that no matter what is happening around us, storms, government shutdowns, shootings, moral decay, crazy presidential elections, God is in control. Nothing whatsoever in this whole world is a surprise to him. He called it all those years ago, and then he gave us as Christians the way out. His truth is so firm, and will continue to stand firm throughout all time and all events. He gives us the absolute power to defeat evil, to shut up the naysayers, to stand against the hatred. Now that's something to rejoice over, and we as Christians should get up and do the happy dance, because through Christ Jesus and his truth, through his death and his resurrection, we win. So I encourage you to hold on to his promises when everything seems wrong and nothing seems right, in our personal lives and in our businesses, because we are God's children and we stand for him. He says in Luke, it's almost at the very end of our reading, verse 18, but not a hair of your head shall be lost. Not a hair on your head. Okay, I'm going to apologize because it just cut me off again, so I just rejoined. So basically, not a hair on your head will be lost because we stand up for God, and then that's something for us to really cling to and rejoice over every single day, regardless of what we're facing in our personal life and in our business. So I'm going to unmute the lines now and let you guys make comments or share, and then we'll end with prayer at 9 o'clock. All right. Are you guys still there with me?
Yes.
We're definitely having technology issues this morning, so I apologize for that. But I think we've got some people kind of coming back onto the conference that we dropped there for a second. Any thoughts? Any things you guys want to share?
This is Lenora. And I think it's so right on. Just recently in my business, because I'm in direct sales as well, I just felt led to share a prayer email with my team. And, you know, that's something that I don't know how the other consultants would have felt about it, but I'm like, this is my team, and the Lord's blessed me with this business. So, and he's also blessed me with a number of Christian women on my team. So it was awesome to be able to send it out, to be praying for each other, and to believe in Jesus Christ, and to invite him publicly to be a part of our business, not just
right.
You know, to myself, but with them, and openly share. And he also has led me to open my meetings in prayer, and so I'm stepping out in faith to do that. So.
Great, wonderful. I know sometimes we hesitate, don't we, as Christians, to really put it out there and stand up for our faith, and because we're kind of worried about rejection. You know, if I do this, what are people going to think, or am I going to offend anybody? And we've kind of been conditioned, I think, to think that way, and because it is not politically correct for us to, you know, to do those things. But that's the beauty of having your own business, is you can do that. You don't have to worry about corporate America telling you, hey, you can't do that. You can do that because you have your own business.
Yes.
Anybody else have any thoughts they want to share? No? We've got a quiet crowd this morning.
Rhonda?
Yes.
Yeah, this is Rebecca.
Hi there.
And I'd like to share it. To me, I know it's all in what we set our mind to think upon. You know, we can look at everything that's going wrong in our world, right?
Right.
I mean, and we're living here. But the thing is, when we know who God is, and when we ponder who we are in Christ, you know, it causes us to lift above these circumstances. And so, you know, as far as may the joy of the Lord be our strength today, the world needs who we have. And he's given us another opportunity to be a light for him.
I agree. And
that's what I want to share.
I will share, you know, and it's kind of funny because I will share with you just from a personal standpoint. I used to be the Christian that never said anything about anything. I went through some really tough times a few years ago. I ended up losing my marriage and going through a divorce. And then I had some challenges with my son. And, you know, I think that when we go through challenges, you know, we get to the point, I think God grows us as Christians to where we get to the point where we can't shut up. We have to say it.
Yes.
And we're to be the light to other people. And so I just, you know, we can look at everything that's going wrong in our country today, but thank God we live in the United States of America where we can still tell somebody that we believe in God and we're a Christian and here's what he can do for you.
There you go. That's right. That's right.
Yeah, definitely. Anybody else want to share? All right, well, we're going to go ahead and wrap it up then, and we're going to close with prayer, and I hope that you guys have a very blessed week, and Becky will be back on the call next Monday, so you guys can look forward to that, and I hope that you all are very blessed today. So, dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for this day. We thank you for this opportunity to share and to learn from the words of your book, about how to stand firm in our personal lives and our businesses today. We thank you for the opportunity to have our own businesses and to live for you and to shine your light into the lives of others. We ask that you bless each of us as we go on our way, and bless us with a great week. Bless not only our personal lives, but our business lives as well. In your name we pray. Amen.